This is Senator Al Simpson. Since 1959, the financial support of our former presidents has gone up from $147,000 that first year to $28 million in 87. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. The former President's Act authorized pensions, staffing, and office expenses for each of our former presidents, but hold on a sec. Staff, offices, franking privileges, travel expenses, health care, not to mention 99,500 smacks per year. Don't leave out the spouses, but this one is now out of hand, Ted. I don't begrudge one whit our former presidents and their wives or widows having a life of comfort and dignity, but there is a limit to everything, and especially when it comes out of a deficit-shattered federal treasury like ours. Senate and House members also receive some very generous pensions, Ted. Won't you join me in taking a good close look at making some tough cuts here? I'm ready. Republicans and Democrats alike are at fault on this baby.
Al, you've always been in favor of slashing Social Security retirement benefits for senior citizens, so it's hardly a surprise that you want to slash retirement benefits for ex-presidents. For most of our history, ex-presidents were left to fend for themselves, and some died in poverty. That indignity ended in 1958 when Congress passed the Former President's Act and provided reasonable pensions for presidents after they leave office. Currently, the amount is set at the same level of pay that members of the cabinet receive. Hardly out of line, Al. In addition, the staff and office expenses you complain about are obvious needs and not exactly budget busters. You probably want to abolish their Secret Service protection, too, Al. All these benefits serve a valid purpose. They reduce the likelihood that ex-presidents will demean their high office by improper profiteering. Slashing their benefits, Al, could turn out to be a cure worse than the disease. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on health care reform. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.